Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
FM 104's Select Irish with Louise Ty.
Select Irish on FM 104 and here to talk about the 22nd series of Other Voices releasing now on RTE2 is founder of Other Voices, Philip King. Hello.
Hey Louise, how are you doing? Greetings from Kerry.
Excellent. How does it feel to have created such a great platform for artists?
Well, we set out with one thing in mind, and that was to celebrate what's about to happen at Other Voices. And that principle remains the guiding spirit of the Other Voices thing. Mm-hmm. And celebrating what's about to happen, capturing what's about to happen, taking a photograph, if you like, of the music and the musical voice in all of its diversity of Ireland every year. So I think that what has occurred in that 22 years is that the music and the artists are representative of a changing Ireland. And we have an emotional journey for 22 years. And if you listen to the soundtrack of Ireland in that 22 years, it gives you a great sense of what it feels like to be living in a changing Ireland right now. The artists are eloquent and they respond to a whole range of things in their lives, the same as anybody else. But what artists have and why we need them is that gift of giving us a sense of what it feels like and to be able to say it and articulate it and then give us a sense of who and what we are. When we think that 2023, Ireland was 100 years old, we're beginning a new decade of a new century of independence. And this is a diverse, pluralist country now in a way that it wasn't, certainly when I was growing up. So what the artists do is they give us a sense of what it feels like to be Irish right now. So it's an enormous privilege to have been able to do that and continue to do that over 22 years.
How has the land of music or musicians changed over those 22 years?
I think the voices are more diverse, and I think that reflects the more diverse society that we have there. If you walk into any primary school in Ireland, you are now going to see a range of children who are born in Ireland, but many of them not born in this country. And then other kids who are part and parcel of, I suppose, the migration into Ireland. One of the big things that dominated Irish society for so long was migration out of the country. So a lot of people coming to Ireland now for a number of various different reasons. And they bring a diversity of voice to Ireland. So when you think of, you know, people like Abbey Coulibaly and Jazzy and a whole range of various different artists are now here and are now doing their thing. The other thing that's occurred is when you look at what we call, I suppose, in the broadest sense, folk music. Mm. Lancome, Lisa O'Neill, the Mary Wallopers, Ye Vagabonds. There is a new flowering of folk music in Ireland. I think it was Bob Dylan of the Chronicle said, it's all folk music. You know, it's like a mound of gold that glitters in the corner and it enriches us all. So, and folk music, of course, has always been political. So you're getting a range of different powerful voices who are advocates for, you know, fairness, freedom, plurality, diversity, and in the broadest sense, the rights of women and men.
I've spoken a lot about folk music, actually, and I suppose the musicians who work in folk music would never say that it's getting a revival, but I do feel in commercial radio it's getting a new sense of life.
Yes, I think revival is probably the wrong word. I think because it's always there. It just represents itself in different ways. Mm-hmm. When I made a film many years ago called As I Was Walking Down Freedom Highway, a line based on Woody Guthrie sort of line, From This Land Is Your Land. And I had the great privilege of working with Tom Waits. And Tom Waits said to me, he said, songs are like seeds. The wind takes them. It blows them hither and thither. They land and they represent themselves in new and different ways, adapting to circumstance, political and economic life, and everything else as well. And that's why they ring so true. I think there's another reason why the folk movement is so powerful right now. We're living in turbulent times. The world is unstable politically. There is war present, as we see it on our screens, the tragedy of it every night. And then there is the existential issue of climate. And, of course, what musicians do is they feel that turbulence. So when you go to a Lancome gig, for example, there is that underlying turbulence being presented to you, like, and they're taking folk songs, many of them old songs, and representing them and reordering them and putting a sort of a big bass end under them and giving you that sort of turbulent sensation, which reflects, I think, the insecurity is probably the wrong word, but the sense that all is not well in the world right now. And the music is a very accurate representation of that.
Are you proud of the amount of new artists that have gotten their platform on Other Voices?
I certainly am. But, you know, my job is to invite the artists and ask them to come and play. And, you know, we've been very lucky that an awful lot of artists say yes to wanting to do that. But those artists that I mentioned, Lisa O'Neill did Other Voices, Lancome did Other Voices, the Mary Wallopers did Other Voices, Vagabonds have done Other Voices, and a whole range of varying and different people over the years. The Imro Other Room is a very important opening of a door for an artist, and we've had some great artists this year. Lucy McWilliams was on the first show that went out on Thursday last, and there's a whole range of various different people coming our way, and it's just amazing. They just keep on coming. And I don't think I've seen a richer, more diverse palette of Irish music ever. And I've been around, knocking around for a good long while. And I just think that there is something really brilliant about right now. Looking at CMAT, I mean, CMAT came here a few years ago. She came back this year and just, I mean, she just blew the roof off our little church and off she went to the Brits, you know, yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's just magnificent to see. There's definitely a moment in Irish music right now. Susan O'Neill, who, you know, is a great songwriter and a great carrier of songs as well, her own work and her work with Mick Flannery, that's also to be celebrated. We go outside of Ireland as well for one of these programmes, and we go to Cardigan in West Wales, and that's very, very important. We think it's very important to bridge from Ireland over to Wales and have that connection. There are all sorts of different connections or interconnections between us, and we have an empathy with Wales, and Catherine Finch, the great harper, and Ethan Ivrian, who won the Best Instrumentalist Award at the Folk Awards recently, came together to play. And when we went to Carrigan, the wonderful Yard Act appeared, and they have just a stunning new record just about to come. So one of the episodes is based in Carrigan, and it's part and parcel of that thing of us joining our nearest neighbours culturally, and that's very exciting as well.
People can check that out on the 28th of March. Have you a favourite performance over the last 22 years?
I'm not going to be drawn on that because sometimes as the days change, you know, you'd be saying to yourself, God, look at that. I mean, watching Griff come to Dingle and sort of that pure pop sensation that she has, just absolutely fantastic. Young, vital, exciting, electric, you know, inspirational. And, you know, can sing like a bird. Just so wonderful, Louise. So, I mean, there are, you know, you would think of the Amy Winehouse piece as being very, very significant in the sense that she was playing with a bass player and a guitar player and no drummer to keep her sort of square time-wise. And what we saw in that performance was somebody who could inhabit a song completely and with ease, finesse and grace. You know, she was just, that was very, very, very moving, and all the more moving because of, you know, what happened to her in the rest of her career and her very untimely death at 27. You know, desperate.
Absolutely shocking it is, to be fair. Other Voices is back on Thursday nights on RT2. Founder of Other Voices, Philip King, thank you so much for chatting to us.
Thanks a million, Louise. And you're going to have to come west along the road to Dingle. And, you know, we look forward to seeing you.
Absolutely. It's on the bucket list for a long time, so I will get there.
Great. Okay, Louise.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
FM 104's Select Irish with Louise Ty.
FM 104's Select Irish, and I'm joined by Wallace Bird. Hello.
Hello, Louise. How are you?
Very good. Thank you so much for joining me all the way from Berlin.
Oh, sure. It's no. That's the promise of modern technology, what?
I know. It's great, isn't it? Don't even have to be in the same room anymore.
Yeah. No, space for radio, as they say. No,
but Series 22 of Other Voices is kicking off on RT on Thursday night. And you're involved in this one. So you're involved in the Cork one.
Yeah, so they are taking it to different cities all over, different towns all over Ireland, different venues. And the show that I performed with Guida Barra on drums was in Hunnish Church in Cork University. Which we recorded it back in September, so it's lovely to be able to see it again.
I can imagine. So what is it like for an artist like you to be involved in an institution like Other Voices?
Well, it's nice to be asked, you know. I've been watching Other Voices for years, and I've always found it's a really good litmus test of what's happening in Ireland at the moment. Yeah, it's always very exciting when they're hitting off in Dingle or they're taking part around the country, because I find it's given artists a lot of time, and it's a high quality program. So yeah, it's really nice to be involved in it. It's good to see it. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Was it difficult to figure out what you'd perform on it?
Yeah, because you have to take the room into consideration. Mm-hmm. And so Quiva and myself were playing in a beautiful church. I think it's 16th century.
Nice.
So you obviously use the acoustics there and choose your songs accordingly. And as well as I have 7 albums now, so it was fairly hard to choose the songs that I came up with. But I think, yeah, the main thing was to use the room and... to enjoy the room and its surroundings and get the most out of that. So there was a lovely, peaceful feel to it. Yeah.
And not only were you involved in Other Voices, you've also been working on Visions of Venus. Tell us about this project.
Visions of Venus is this project that I've been working with a chamber orchestra, five-piece from Germany, for the last 2 years.
Wow.
So Visions of Venus is 1,000 years of female composers. So music, we play music from Hildegard von Bingen from 1,000 years ago through Clara Schumann, Fanny Hensel, to Joni Mitchell, Janis Joplin, Björk, stuff like that. So we've chosen a broad range of music from all over the world, all over different genres as well. So it's contemporary, it's classical, it's folk, it's rock. It's a really interesting project, and I love it. We're two passionate artists. Very, very. We have a lot of drive on stage, and we get really into the moment. And it's complex. It's simple. It's really a powerful piece of a show. Yeah.
When you start working on that, how do you approach it? Because obviously these aren't your songs and you'd be very much used to performing your own songs. Is it difficult to take on someone else's and make it your own?
Yeah, I guess I love doing covers of other people's music because it gives you a sense of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You choose the best qualities of yourself to bring well, in a kind of a cheeky way, to bring out your best side in the song. And then there's also the fact that doing a cover makes you realise what you love about music, what you love doing yourself, and perhaps what you've stolen from other artists unknowingly or something.
Mm-hmm.
So, but also because this project is classical heavy,
yeah.
I have to sing in a completely different range. It pushes me very hard to be to a different standard of singing. It's very much a challenge for me, but you know me, I love a challenge. And because all the music comes from different continents, different backgrounds, different eras, the main theme throughout is kind of the unseen side of music, a side of music that is less masculine, less obvious. And you can see, for example, an artist like Clara Schumann, her husband was known to have robbed a load of riffs off her, you know, and he was equally as popular as her. And you know, there's really, really interesting stories, but there's a theme which is mastery and pressure to be seen for who you are as a woman in the music industry. From 1,000 years ago. And
yeah.
Also there's very much themes about healing and diligence and drive, really, yeah.
Have much things changed for women in the music industry?
All the time. I mean, Hildegard von Bingen was from 1,000 years ago, and her quality, she was a herbal medicine she studied herbal medicine, and she was really involved in modern medicine as we know in the Western world. So a lot of her teachings in that would have been from a lot of teachings from her are still true in the modern medicine age.
Mm-hmm.
But how she developed her music was through speaking to plants and listening to plants, and because they hold a hormonal and frequential message to the person if you pay attention. So that's where she came from.
Wow.
She was extraordinary. Yeah, she had a different contact with the earth and the planet, and she brought that out in her music and her drones. And so she's very much in the world of healing music. And if you listen to it, it's long, 20-minute drone music, and it's very, it's moving. And for example, Fanny Hensel was told by her father that she can't be a better musician than her brothers, and her brothers were also very popular. I think she was in the 1700s and wrote incomparably good music. But she had to hold herself back because she was she looked after the household, and women weren't really allowed to have a career in the music industry. And let's just say that we're still fighting for that right to be recognised in the music industry in terms of why not her, and the gender disparity report and stuff like that. So, it's a fight, but the quality of music has never been compromised, ever.
Yeah, and the amount of history that's compromised in these songs as well is unbelievable too.
Yeah, yeah, because they're writing about a certain moment in time and certain histories of the time, and perhaps writing in secrecy or like in plain sight, or it's really, the stories of the songs are really like, whoa, okay, very, very powerful.
And Now or Never was the first release off it as well.
Yeah, so Spark and myself have been working together to decide which songs we're going to release, and this one seems like a kind of a levity coming into spring. A lot of people know Billie Holiday. She's such a iconic, I suppose, artist. And Now or Never is really playful, and it's kind of like a show of the lighter side of us, and something just to ease people in as we get a little bit more bit more hefty in our releases. Yeah. And the second release is going to be on International Women's Day, which is a song that I wrote called Dr. James Barry, which is about, if you get a chance, look up Dr. James Barry, an absolute incredible life of a man born in Cork. He became the highest ranking surgeon in British in medicine, and was found to be a trans man when he died. And so I wrote a song about what it must have been like working in war, working through pressure. He had fights at Florence Nightingale about the sanitation of medicine, of the quality of sanitation in like hospitals, and he was responsible for the eradication of typhoid, and he performed the first recorded cesarean section. He was a feminist in the medical institution. So I wrote a song about that called Dr. James Barry. So I kind of using the moment of this project to
highlight
all sorts of phenomenal stories, and just to push myself as an artist as well, you know.
But it's unreal the amount of people who get lost in history sometimes, and it's nice to bring them back.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. Would you be into history yourself? Or
I would be, yeah. I did a history show for a long, long time. So
nice.
Yeah, when I delve in, I delve in very far. I'm not really great at doing it halfway. So it's extremely interesting.
If you could live in any era, what era would you live in, Louise?
Oh, japers. That's a hard one for me now. I don't know. Have you one you'd like to live in, if you could choose?
Well, it's not history. I think I'd like to live in the future. Yeah. For the crap.
How cool would that be?
Yeah. That'd be cool. Maybe 100 years from now.
Yeah, when cars are flying and all that kind of jazz. we'll move towards that. You never know what might happen. We might still do that. But if people want to check out any of your music or anything that you're up to, where's the best place to check you out?
I would say Crimeline.
fair enough.
My music is Wallace Bird, and you can find me on social medias, all of them. I don't really do Twitter.
That's
but
okay.
YouTube also, my website.com, and all of the streaming platforms, and you can get my music through my website. So I'm kind of everywhere. You can't get rid of me, really.
That's good. We don't want to. That's perfect. You're also on Other Voices on March the 14th. People need to check that out also. Wallace Bird, thank you so much for chatting to me.
Thanks, Louise. Thanks very much.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.